Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you so much for your company this week. Two Liverpool debuts. Well, debut recordings are always exciting products, as they tend to capture the raw and honest early stages of an artist whilst offering clues on where the artist's work may go. They serve as a creative statement of intent and can have the power to shape the music around them as well as reveal unborn talent that would continue to influence and inspire. Well, this week on the program, we'll explore two debuts that emerged out of the vibrant Liverpool alternative music scene, two albums that shaped the 80s neo-psychedelia scene and kick-started the careers of two talented artists who still practice their artistry today. I refer to Julian Cope and his band The Teardrop Explodes and Ian McNabb's Icicle Works. We begin the program with Julian Cope's Teardrop Explodes. Formed in Liverpool in 1978 and were cast as a kind of post-punk neo-psychedelic band who played a role in returning psychedelic elements to mainstream British rock and pop. The driving force behind the band was Julian Cope, while the band's personnel also included drummer Gary Dwyer and keyboard player David Balfe. But there was no disputing that this was Julian's band. The band had a few hit singles, Reward, When I Dream, Treason, two albums, and after many what one would have to describe as very madcap adventures and lineup changes, the group split up in 1982. The Teardrop Explodes were described as one of the great lost bands of the age, while commercially speaking, their flame burned bright but briefly, and the music they made either side of their window of fame was described as haunting, heartfelt, affecting, and willfully odd. Their debut album, Kilimanjaro, was released in 1980 and is reported to be recorded with the band hallucinogenically inspired, so it was no small wonder they managed to create such a clever collection of sparkling pop. Kilimanjaro was reviewed as having all the urgency of an ambitious first release, the unkept charm of blatant talent, and the sound of supreme confidence. That's Julian Cope for you. Let's dive into the debut album for Liverpool band The Teardrop Explodes and Kilimanjaro.
You ask me if I
Three tracks from Teardrop Explodes, Haha, I'm Drowning, Sleeping Gas and Treason. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM, and this week featuring two Liverpool debuts that launched illustrious careers. Currently listening to the debut album from the Teardrop Explodes.
Hoping, I'm still hoping. Hide your second hand.
Three more tracks there from Teardrop Explodes and Kilimanjaro, Second Head, Poppies in the Field and When I Dream. The Teardrop Explodes debut Kilimanjaro was the project that kick-started the career of Julian Cope, who continued his artistry recording 39 solo projects, became an author on Neolithic culture and produced three volumes of writings on musicology. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin, and this week featuring two Liverpool debuts that launched illustrious careers. We move on to our second album for this week, and it's the Icicle Works debut self-titled piece. The Icicle Works formed in Liverpool in 1980 when bassist Chris Lay answered an advertisement for a musical collaborator placed by a 20-year-old aspirational Ian McNabb. In 1982, they released the independent single Nirvana, signed by the independent label Beggar's Banquet, and in the following year released their single Birds Fly Whisper to a Scream, which was a little bit of a hit for them. Their biggest UK hit came in 1983 with the anthemic neo-psychedelic Love is a Wonderful Colour, which was a top 15 single in the UK singles chart. Their self-titled debut album was released in 1984, and reached number 24 on the UK albums chart and reached top 40 on the US Billboard 200 charts. The very Echo and the Bunnymen-esque neo-psychedelia of this debut album remains their most cohesive and respected offering. This is The Icicle Works.
Whoa. Architect Delinquents of innocence, delinquents of prestige.
Three tracks from the Icicle Works, Love is a Wonderful Colour,
As the Dragonfly Flies,
and Lover's Day. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM, and this week featuring two Liverpool debuts that launched illustrious careers, and we're currently listening to the debut album from Liverpool band The Icicle Works.
Where you want it to be.
to feel the labors of love.
Patch it up with string and glue.
Look away.
Armadillo skin and the leafy green, our minds a world we keep up. The ideals born of the Western world were always buried deeper. When at the end of the working day, we imitate the mountains, riding high on the lust to question what we came for.
We'll be right back.
Three more tracks there from the Icicle Works from their 1984 self-titled debut album. The tracks In the Cauldron of Love, Birds Fly and Nirvana. Well, the Icicle Works continued recording through the 1980s with limited success and achieved no further mainstream recognition and were regarded in most parts of the world as one-hit wonders. The original lineup of the Icicle Works broke up in 1988, and Ian McNabb picked up his solo career in 1993, recording 17 solo projects to date. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on TermCFM. Hope you've enjoyed the program, and for more alternative 80s music, please join me again next Tuesday night from 6 o'clock on 2MCEFM.